there. My name is Catherine Lee Ryder from BreakingFree.ca, and I am a speaker and life skills instructor. Welcome to podcast number 27 in a series of podcasts dedicated to abused women worldwide. Today is Tuesday, December the 8th, 2009. The title of this podcast is Relationships. Now, I have talked about understanding the blackmailer and or the manipulator and the narcissistic personality. I have talked a lot about what you need to do for your personal growth. If you can begin to redefine your relationships in your life, you will not only take leaps and bounds in your personal growth, but make strides in your journey to freedom. Your long-term goal should be to develop healthy relationships in your life for all interactions, not only with your ex-partner, your abusive partner. This can be a challenge coming from an abusive relationship. You know, so understand that. However, you can learn to do this. If it's important to you, you can learn anything. So, what I want to do today is I want to talk to you today about the 12 keys to healthy relationships. Key number one, happiness comes from within. Do not expect anyone in your life to make you happy. This is not their job. You must find your own happiness. You must, you know, internalize, look within, okay? To be happy, you must find a way to love yourself. You must find a way to take care of yourself. This is the key to finding happiness, finding peace within. And it's a journey. Everything that I talk about is a journey. And remember, it's your journey to freedom. It's that walk and climb up that mountain. Key number two, sometimes you must just agree to disagree. Okay? Understand that you have your own point of view. You have your own beliefs. Okay? So you must respect yourself and respect others because everyone else has their point of view and their own beliefs. And most of these point of view and beliefs come from the way we were raised and what happened to us as a child and what kind of interactions we had throughout our entire life. So, you know, you had a different life than everybody else, so everybody else is going to be different. Respect that, okay? Key number three, communication. Begin to learn some tools to communicate in an effective manner. This can be difficult, okay? You also want to learn how to communicate without putting up the defenses of the other people. In order to do this, do not try to always be right, because you know what? Not everything is right or wrong or black and white. You know, it's not always about good and bad. We all have different perceptions, and we all have different ideas about life. So again, respect that. Respect the fact that you might not always be right, and you know what? The other person's not always right either. So what's right for you may not be right for someone else, and what's right for someone else may not be right for you. Accept that. Accept it and expect it. Okay? Quite often in life, there are gray areas. It's not always black and white. Recognize this. Understand that there are gray areas, and life is not always black and white, good or bad, you know, right or wrong. Understand this and move forward. Key number four, learning. Begin to view all your relationships in life as a learning experience, because it's, you know, we are not born with all these books in life that we're supposed to read and learn how to interact. take it as a learning experience, because you're going to make mistakes and the other person's going to make mistakes. So chalk it up to experience. What have I told you about mistakes? Mistakes are nothing more than we're learning what not to do. People enter your life for a reason. Okay? They come into your life for a reason. They may be teaching you things. You may be teaching them things. It's a two-way exchange. There is usually a lesson to be learned in any relationship dynamic, especially if that relationship is difficult, especially if it's a challenge for you. Look around and figure out, what is it that I need to learn from this? What can I learn to grow and become a better person? Key number 5, speak the truth. Now, this is a hard one. It is often difficult to tell the truth about anything, but it is the basic foundation of any relationship. Now, I'm not talking about attacking the other person and making them feel bad. I'm talking about 100% honesty, even if you know it's going to hurt the other person. And do it in a kind way. Do it in a caring and compassionate way. If you know you're going to have to tell somebody something that's going to hurt them, don't be cruel about it. Don't be mean. Okay? The goal here is not to make other people feel bad. It just, talking the truth means always being truthful, even if it's going to hurt the other person. And that's hard. You know, it's hard to be truthful. I know at times I've thought, no, I don't want to tell them that. But be tactful, be considerate, and be honest. Key number 6, expect nothing. That's right. I said expect nothing. Do not get caught up in your own trap of doing something for someone and expecting something in return. Give of yourself freely and do not use your good deeds as ammunition in a future communication or even an argument. There is no keeping score in a healthy relationship. Now, please understand, that's not to say that you should always be in a give situation and a never take. That's not healthy either. You have to find a balance, okay? If you are always giving and giving and giving and someone is always taking and taking and taking and you feel like you're being taken advantage of, that is a boundary issue. That's something different, okay? What I'm talking about here is giving of yourself in a loving way and knowing that that other person appreciates it, knowing that someday that other person is going to give to you in a very giving way, okay? I am not talking about allowing other people to take advantage of you. I hope you understand that. Key number 7 is forgive. Now, I talked about forgiveness in podcast number 9. To forgive does not mean you have to forget. It just means that you're not giving that person space in your head anymore, that you're not creating resent in yourself, okay? So to forgive does not mean you have to forget. Refusing to forgive is more harmful on you. It does not affect the other person. They don't know what you're carrying around in your head. They don't know that you're getting angry and resentful. They're not even aware of all this anger and resentment because you're refusing to give. Don't give anyone your personal power by holding on to grudges, because just by refusing to forgive, you're giving that person more power than they deserve. Key number 8, expectations. Become aware of your expectations. I talked about this in podcast number 15. Once you are aware of your expectations, you can help yourself remain calm. And, you know, if your expectations are not coming to fruition, you know, then you can also help yourself remain calm. Learn to go with the flow when curveballs are being thrown at you. Because, you know, life throws hurdles your way. You're going to get curveballs. Learn to accept these curveballs and hurdles. Go with the flow and figure out how to get around them. Key number 9, responsibility. Think about your ability to respond to others. If you have responded in a not so good way to someone, admit that. Admit that you have done that. You cannot control others and their actions. You can only control yourself, how you respond and your actions. Okay? You can refer to podcast number 13 on taking responsibility more about this key. Okay? Let's move on to key number 10, appreciation. Show your appreciation to people in your life. Don't assume that they know. I mean, it always feels good for somebody to come and talk to you and tell you how much they appreciate you, doesn't it? It helps both of you feel good when you give positive feedback to the people in your life. Go ahead and do it. You might be surprised what you get back. Key number 11, apologize. If after an argument you realize that you made a mistake, admit that mistake and say you are sorry. This will build strength in your relationship. The other person will really appreciate you saying you're sorry. Okay? This will also help open honest communications in that relationship. And the final key number 12, quality time. Take the time you need to spend quality time together with people in your life. This keeps your relationships alive and healthy. So in summary, healthy relationships are built on love and trust, friendship and support, acceptance and respect, honesty and communication. So give that some thought. You know, listen to this podcast, you know, over again, make some notes, and this is what you're good, this is your goal, to create healthy relationships in every area of your life. So if you are new to my podcast, you can find links to my earlier podcasts on my website at www.breakingfree.ca. For today, this is Catherine Lee Ryder signing off and wishing you the life of your dreams. Blessings.